This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A jury has found Devin Erickson guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting of classmate Kendrick Castillo at STEM school Highlands Ranch 2 years ago. The mandatory sentence is life without parole. The defense said Erickson was suffering from sleep deprivation, intense drug use, and was under the sway of his co-defendant. However, prosecutors say he had many chances to tell someone but didn't. They also presented evidence that Erickson wounded two other students. If your neighbor is over 65, now might be a good time to check on them. CPR's Paolo Schalzeda explains.
The current heat wave could pose a danger to vulnerable individuals like elderly and homeless people. That and other factors like age, obesity, and dehydration can play a role in possible heat-related illnesses. Health officials say to look out for symptoms like heavy sweating, muscle cramps, and a fast, weak pulse. The weather is set to cool down in the latter half of this week. I'm Paolo Schalzeda, CPR News.
The EPA will grant $6 million to support projects that protect and restore water resources on tribal lands. The Southern Ute Tribe outside Durango is on the list. The money will help address water pollution from sources such as excessive fertilizers and oil and grease that flow into lakes, rivers, and wetlands via rainfall or snowmelt. The funding pays for stream bank protection, fencing to contain livestock, and other projects. It is 102 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.